Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode.
Hello.
Hi, Desi.
Hello again.
Our top story, Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to 11 and a half years in prison.
Oh, she was? I completely missed that.
Wait, that she was sentenced today?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I think I've just been busy all day.
You've been offline.
You know what? I was because I had my acupuncture appointment.
Yeah.
And then I went to the Americana. And I was out of the loop I was shopping.
That's
bitches
so nice.
I was just looking around, poking around. And I wasn't online. It's funny how when you live your life, you don't really spend that much time online.
It's the best feeling in the world.
It absolutely is.
To be
is.
Like, I have no idea what's happening.
And you're not even thinking of it.
No.
So, yeah.
So she was sentenced to 11 and a half years. I'm sure she'll probably do like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then be on house arrest. She's pregnant right now.
Again?
Yes.
Why does she keep doing that?
She's pregnant right now. Anyway, so that's our top news story. The more exciting news story to me is that Neiman Marcus's 2022 fantasy gift guide is out.
Oh.
If you know me, you know that I have been obsessed with Neiman Marcus's fantasy gift guide since I was a child because it is the most absurd gifts for rich people imaginable.
You know what I heard recently that was really interesting to me? That retailers are having difficulty getting rid of their stock. So this might be the biggest Black Friday sales ever.
What?
And the reason for that is that people are more interested right now in buying experiences over things because they've been cooped up for a lot of the last few years.
Oh.
And that they want to do things rather than have gifts that they take, like, things right. they have at home. They want to like have like a concert or a theater or like whatever.
Because we already bought all this shit at home when we were like redecorating.
Absolutely. During
COVID.
They don't need anything. I thought that was interesting because I kind of get that.
Yeah.
But I was like also like, ooh, Black Friday. What am I going to get on Black Friday?
Yeah, because I want the clothes to look cute when I'm going on my trips.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying people aren't doing anything, but people could benefit from that.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be buying any of these. I just figured we could go through this year's fantasy gift guide. We have talked about the fantasy gifts before many times on our shows as the holidays approach. We have a few Patreon episodes, I believe more than one Patreon episode. We do have at least one.
Yeah.
Dedicated to
the
all-time most ridiculous Neiman Marcus holiday gift guides.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, right? We have that. I think like a camels, like twin camels.
That's right.
Was 1 year in like the 70s. They offered that.
That's a very 70s rich person gift. Camels. I don't know.
I don't know why, but it is.
Because I'm thinking of that song Midnight at the Oasis. I think there was a little vibe with like thing.
There was an Oasis vibe going on.
Yeah, like you need some camels.
Are you ready for these?
I do. I want to hear it.
Okay. Our first gift is a diamond tiara. Now, this is a decidedly ridiculous gift. However, it is not that ridiculous in the scheme of Neiman Marcus fantasy gifts.
No.
This is something that you could see a very wealthy person buying.
Like Paris Hilton probably owns a tiara.
I'm sure she owns several tiaras.
Absolutely.
Are you looking at this tiara?
I am. I want to look at it.
Okay.
It's nice.
This is a $3.2 million diamond tiara. The description says, A signature of real-life royalty and fairy tales alike, the tiara is a coveted piece of jewelry often passed down from generation to generation, rarely leaving a family's possession. This spectacular Cartier diamond tiara is a rare opportunity to gift a piece of jewelry family history that can become a prized heirloom. Created by the esteemed Parisian jewelry Maison in 1935, the extraordinary halo head ornament is crafted with platinum and composed of graduating palmette motifs set with 520 brilliant single-cut diamonds of approximately 42.15 carats, as well as 92 baguette diamonds of approximately 8.03 carats. You're really zooming in there.
Because I don't really like this tiara.
Okay, I was very curious about your
reaction. I'm looking at it in detail. Yeah. I just don't. If I was going to get one, it would not be this one. It's kind of a more modern, maybe, design. Like, it's sort of simple.
Which is weird, because this is apparently a vintage tiara.
It is?
Well, that's what I'm reading. That's why I'm reading you the description.
I thought it was a vintage style. I didn't realize this was actually vintage.
It says created by the esteemed Parisian jewelry Maison in 1935.
Oh.
So I think, like, yeah, I see like a little deco.
Yeah. So there's only one of these.
Yeah. I think there's only one of these.
How much?
$3.2 million.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah.
Sorry. A unique aspect of this breathtaking masterpiece is a versatile mechanism that allows the tiara to transform into a necklace.
Oh.
Here, let me show you.
Oh, it's kind of nicer as a necklace.
So you can wear it as a tiara or as a necklace.
Well, that certainly makes it worth the price.
Because now it's two ways. So if you have an extra $3.2 million to throw around, you too could be the proud owner of this diamond tiara. Let's move on to the next gift. Are you looking at this one?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if I have the same order.
I'm doing all of them.
Okay.
A Barbie by Maserati Grecale Trofeo SUV.
Oh.
So this is a hot pink Maserati that you can buy for $330,000.
Wow. It is hot pink.
This looks
cheap. Oh, it actually says Barbie on it. I don't like that.
I don't like that it says Barbie on it, even though I do love Barbie, but this makes it look cheap.
I kind of like Barbie aesthetic that's not branded.
Same.
Do you know what I mean?
Because then it just looks like a toy.
And this has like a yellow outline aspect to it.
Why yellow?
I don't like that. Just make it hot pink. And I don't like the little Barbie thing on the side. And it also says Neiman Marcus. Like, I'm sorry. No, that's tacky.
It's like Ungapachka. It's too much.
Yeah.
Combining superior technology, performance, and design of the new Maserati Grecale Trofeo SUV with the power of pink, Neiman Marcus has partnered with the luxury Italian car manufacturer and Mattel's Barbie brand to create a bespoke, one-of-a-kind version of the great... I can't believe they're making me say this a million times. Grecale Trofeo, a work of art you can take on the road.
I don't know about that.
I hate this. With a legacy of influencing style and culture, this luxe ride is inspired by female empowerment and pink phenomenon known as Barbiecore. Ugh, who wrote this copy?
Awful.
The ironic Barbie... Oh, iconic Barbie...
I was like, ironic.
The iconic Barbie pink hue covers the sculpted lines of the exterior and in true Barbie style is sealed with an iridescent top coat, revealing an unmistakable rainbow effect.
Wow.
I don't think anyone should have a pink car unless they're Angeline, personally. And if you have $300,000 to blow on a hot pink car, fuck you.
I mean, I disagree. I only agree if it's modern. I think you're allowed to have a vintage car, any color.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I think a hot pink, old school, whatever,
I always wanted a pink Cadillac as a kid, but that's not like hot pink.
No, that's a pale. But I have seen some hot pink vintage cars, I think. Yeah. But yeah, I agree. Like a modern car. I don't know what her car is. It's like, what is it? Like a Ferrari or something? Yeah. Well, it's like one of those.
It's like
80s,
a Corvette. Like, it's yeah. like, it's totally, yeah. It's like a Corvette or something. Complimenting the eye-catching exterior, the interior features black leather seats with pink leather accents throughout. The doors are detailed with stylish pink stitching.
What? I don't see that.
And the headrests are branded with the signature B badge.
I don't want that.
I don't want that either.
Also, I'm sorry. I don't like this car.
I don't either. It's ugly.
It's not attractive.
It looks like a toy.
It could also just like outside of the color, the car is just not attractive to me or cool.
Who's going to buy this?
Who wants a $300,000 SUV? I'm sorry. Like, I want a cool car if I'm spending that much money, like a cool looking one.
Yeah. It's just not for me.
I'm sorry. I'm taking my $300,000 elsewhere.
Maybe you'll take your $300,000 to an exclusive Polo Aspen experience. Except this trip costs only $295,000.
So I'm saving.
That was a great segue for me. $5,000.
Something like that.
You're saving $5,000. look at the picture. Did you click on this?
I'm looking at this picture.
Yes, click on that one.
Okay.
Because I need you to see the image of this couple on horses together. It's great.
Oh my God.
They're like...
It's like 69 on horses or something.
They're horny for horse riding. Often called the sport of kings, polo has been a favorite activity among nobility for generations, offering you the exclusive opportunity to experience the royal treatment firsthand. This incredible gift includes... Please, Desi, there's not the pictures to this are irrelevant. Let me just read the description first.
They're funny. I'm literally laughing.
We're gonna
out loud.
Get to them. Okay, we're okay. gonna get Sorry. To them. Please. Where am I? This incredible gift includes VIP tickets to one of the legendary Aspen polo tournaments and one-on-one lessons with two polo champions. Starting with a luxurious two-night stay at the St. Regis Aspen Resort, you'll also enjoy a private Argentinian asado dinner by Chef Agustin Malman. What if I like requested like a different cuisine?
I don't want Augustine.
Bobby Flay? Yeah, what if I wanted Bobby Flay? I'm like,
I'll pay the $5,000 extra that I saved.
The following day, world-renowned polo players Ignacio Nacho Figueres. Can I get Nacho the cat?
And I feel like that's the coolest. Like Ignacio, the fact that Nacho is the nickname, it's the best nickname for a name, don't you think?
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of, that's a common nickname for Ignacio.
I had a friend as a kid, her name was Myra and her older brother's name was Ignacio, but everyone called him Nacho.
It's the best nickname.
And I was and he was really cute. And so like, not only did I have a crush on Nacho, but I'm like, you have the best name ever.
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay. So Ignacio Nacho Figueres and Melissa Gonzi will guide you through the game with private lessons for you and up to 11 guests at the members-only Aspen Valley Polo Club. A celebrated professional player, Figueres is a master of the sport. Equally impressive, Gonzi is one of the most prominent female players and owner of Grand Champions Polo Club and World Polo League co-founder. Okay, these are the perks you get with this VIP vacation. For the star-studded polo event, your VIP tickets include membership to the exclusive invitation-only Neiman Marcus tent where you'll sip on champagne and nibble on hors d'oeuvres as you watch the match. For the finishing touch of this memorable gift, you'll receive custom Casablanca polo jerseys with your name, a polo jersey worn and signed by Figueres, and professional photos with the championship players in their team gear. Okay, who is this woman with the horses and holding the bridles?
That's why I laughed because I thought that was Jennifer Coolidge. And then my mind went off into a million places. I was like, this would be a great movie.
This woman in the, because they have all these series of photos of like the event. this woman looks like a Jennifer Coolidge character.
I just
Melissa Gonzi. That's the polo Melissa. Player.
That's this the polo the... player. I laughed out loud when I saw her. Also, Nacho is hot.
Wait, Nachos are hot.
I swear, at this guy.
You know, he's really hot.
Damn.
Okay, it's confirmed. Nacho is a hot guy name. Because I you think know, because so. You know who else is hot? Nacho from Better Call Saul.
Oh, right.
Nacho confirmed hot guy name.
Totally. Nacho is fucking hot.
If your name is Ignacio and you listen to the show, write us
Please
in.
Please tell us you're hot.
Tell us if you're hot, because I believe it. Okay, this is one of my favorite of the gifts.
I was going to say, this is the one I want.
Okay. No, Desi, this one's insane. Okay, read it first. Okay. And then we'll talk about the pictures after. So,
okay, I'll control myself.
Just control yourself. No giggling. Let me read this. A festive moment. Christmas traditions with Jim Marvin. Is this the one?
Yes, I want this.
For $190,000. Nothing compares to the delight of walking into a beautifully decorated home during the holidays. Now imagine your sanctuary filled with its own spectacular creations, courtesy of Jim Marvin. Well known as a master luxury design and special occasion decorating, Jim Marvin will personally outfit your home for the holidays. Having embellished the White House for more than 20 years, as well as some of America's finest hotels and lobbies, Marvin's classic elegant style will ensure your newly adorned surroundings shine bright and leave guests in awe.
I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm riveted.
Deck your halls with a collection of designer trees, garlands, wreaths, lighting, stockings, and tabletop decor that you'll treasure forever. And to ensure the festive selections reflect your taste, Marvin and Neiman Marcus buyer Kim McCarthy will welcome you into a private showroom to discuss your custom curations and present you with an enticing array of options. Once your exclusive pieces are created, the designer and his team will install your very own Christmas wonderland in time for a holiday reveal. Following the big unveiling, you and seven guests will enjoy a private 3-course Christmas meal prepared by a Neiman Marcus executive chef, paired with selected wines and served by 2 wait staff. Okay.
I need to know who buys this and see what they get.
What happens? Here's the reality. I'm looking at this guy's. This tree is insane. This is like the most insane tree
I've
ever seen.
It's got a lot of balls.
I don't even think it's tree in there. What it's just completely made out of like fake leaves and ornaments.
It looks like a bunch of plastic leaves.
Here's the reality. I think there's no doubt this guy isn't talented, but no matter what direction you go in, your home is going to look like the lobby or like the entrance to Neiman Marcus during the holidays.
Right. It's not the thing. I like Christmas decorations. I like them to look tacky.
Me too.
And like a little cheap.
Okay.
I mean, I do like some beautiful ones.
I have 2 modes of Christmas decor that I like. I like rustic, woodsy, natural stuff.
Like Swedish Christmas.
Yeah. Like a very Swedish Christmas. But then I also like tinsel 50s.
I like 60s. Tinsel 50s, and I agree. I like Swedish Christmas, that vibe. But that's also a little DIY.
Yeah.
But it's just more well done. Because it's a lot of the crafted shaved wood ornament angels and stuff like that.
Right.
And the ribbons. And it's like usually like a simple tree with like the white lights and like whatever. I like that too. This is completely tacky and rich person Christmas stuff. And you're right. It's going to look like you're living in the Grove. I just think it would be funny if I had money to have this old guy. Because he's really old.
To boss this guy around.
To just be like at the, I don't know, like that's the kind of thing I would waste money on if I was incredibly wealthy.
For sure.
Like these weird experiences. Like I'm going to have this guy make my house look like the mall. Like just for fun. Like, do you know what I mean? Like.
100%. I agree.
Even though it's completely ridiculous price, like this is just fantasy talk. Like I would never actually buy something like this, but
okay,
I just think
it's
funny.
New idea. When we're really rich and we have our, because Desi and I dream about buying a house that we live in together where we have a lot of cats.
Yes.
When that happens, we're going to hire this guy.
If he's still alive.
Yeah. This guy, I want to hire Jim Marvin specifically because I want this house during the holidays to look like Neiman Marcus.
I also love in these things where they're like, and Jim, what's his name? Morris?
Jim Marvin.
Jim Marvin. It's like, I've never heard of that guy. It's like, is that Neiman Marcus's like exclusive?
It has to be. Look at this tree.
No, it's like their in-house Christmas designer, but none of us have heard of them, but they're acting like it's Martha Stewart or something. Right, it's right. Like, I don't know him. He's big in that world.
Okay, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. Not this, because I can't afford this yet, but I'm getting you a Jim Marvin Christmas ornament. Because he has
I like the
merch.
Wreath. Did you see the wreath?
Okay, I'm not spending.
I'm not saying buy the wreath. I don't want the ornament, bitch. I want the wreath. No, I'm just kidding. I just thought some of his stuff looks nice, but
it's nice.
Ooh, I love that velvet leaf wreath.
It would be really funny though if I spent $248 and you got this wreath that came to your door.
This like
you
would totally start rich grandma. So this rich grandma wreath.
It's not even that cute.
No. No, his stuff is totally upscale department store at the holidays. Like yeah. This tree is one of those trees where it's literally like huge balls, small bubbles. Balls, medium sized balls, and they're just stacked all over. It looks like a bubble array. And it's just like it's like the tree is perfectly curated. It's like red, dark green, and light green, or like whatever the color scheme they pick is.
I'm a bitch who likes a Christmas tree that has ornaments on it from every single era that the oldest person in your family has been alive. Christmas ornaments that kids made. I want homemade kindergarten project ornaments. Weird Disneyland ornaments that you got on a vacation.
Yeah.
I want it to be a mishmash. The best part about like family Christmas trees.
Right.
Is when it's just like a fucking pile on of like random ornaments.
And these people always also, and they don't use like tinsel. They just have a huge ribbon wrapped around the tree for garland.
Yes.
It's this massive like red ribbon with gold trim on the edges wrapped around the tree. And then that's tied in a bow at top.
I mean, it's a look. It's a certain look. It's not for me. And it's not like it looks fucking horrendous. It's just not my style.
I agree. I like a little bit of a mishmash tree, but you can tie it together somehow. You can still make it look like a cohesive thing with a bunch of ornaments. I was just actually thinking, oh, I'm so excited to unwrap my baked potato ornament.
Yeah.
Remember?
Right.
I've just remembered it recently. Right. I was like, oh, I cannot wait to see it again. But that's what Christmas should be, where you're really excited to see the ornaments again and hang them. So I'm really excited to see that.
No, we have an ornament. My mom has like ornaments on our tree that I made in 1991.
Yeah.
That are like popsicle sticks.
I love them.
You know?
I mean, every once in a while I'll see, not this particular guy, this look he's selling, but I've seen some more stylized looks. So I'm like, I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, a dream would be like have a Christmas tree in every room. Same. And you could do different styles.
Yeah.
Because I do like a bunch of styles for sure.
It's too bad I'll never be able to have a Christmas tree as long as Melon and my other cats are alive, because they will destroy it.
Well,
they can't handle it. These cats specifically.
I'm not going to defend them, but sometimes your cats do get used to it. But that doesn't mean they're not going to be pulling the tree down.
I don't trust Masha with a tree. I don't fucking trust her. I can't even have sunflowers in the house without Kugel eating them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I can't have fresh flowers in the house. I can't have a Christmas. Yeah. That thing will come down in 2 seconds.
What about a tinsel tree? Like a 50s?
Same. That'll also, she'll fucking knock it down somehow. She will not.
I'm surprised I've had trees and that's never happened to me. Yeah. I don't discipline my children, my cats.
That is part of having a tree, being a cat owner is like the gamble you take.
Yeah. They've definitely broken ornaments.
Right.
For sure. Like I don't put glass ornaments on the bottom.
No,
now.
You never do.
But they still found them. So if they break that baked potato, that's it for them, though.
Just kidding. Okay. Our next is Heston Napa Valley Luxury Experience. Now, this is with a chef that I do know. Ooh. This is for $175,000. Indulge in a weekend of luxury with 3 guests in California's picturesque Napa Valley. See, I wouldn't buy this because, like, I grew up in the Bay Area, so like I've been. I've been to Napa a lot.
Yeah, I'm not that excited by this one.
In partnership with Heston, the premium innovative cookware and appliance brand, your extraordinary experience includes, this does sound cool, includes a private cooking class at the Culinary Institute of America with highly lauded chef Thomas Keller.
Ooh.
Now I'm on board. Not on board for this. Then it's tea time off at the Silverado Golf Course to play 18 holes with Chef Keller and Heston Chairman, CEO, and founder Stanley Chang.
Who?
I don't want
to talk to a chairman.
I don't want to talk to a CEO.
I don't want any CEO near me on vacation.
This doesn't make sense to me because, like, what is the cross section of people who are really into cooking and people who are also really into golf and talking to CEOs?
I bet you there's a small cross section and they're very wealthy. This is for someone who wants to brag too. I played golf with Thomas Keller. You know, French Laundry.
I paid for it.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes when you're super rich, you want the status.
I would be like, I don't want to play. Can we play mini golf?
Like, let's cook some more food.
Yeah.
Fucking golf.
What that am takes I paying 20 hours. You for? Okay, this sounds cool. Unwind in an unparalleled luxury with 3 nights at the iconic 5-star resort Auberge du Soleil. Mm-hmm. And relax in tranquility with a spa treatment for you and each of your guests at the resort spa. Your idyllic getaway continues with a private dinner in the boardroom at the 3 Michelin-starred restaurant, The French Laundry, plus a Regis Ova caviar and champagne lounge tasting, a wine tasting at the award-winning Heston Vineyard Tasting Salon, and additional dining at Bouchon Bistro with ad hoc for lunch or dinner. To finish off your incredible weekend in wine country, you'll go home with an exclusive Heston Copper Bond cookware set, a Heston curated Napa Valley gift box, and a 2 12-month Heston Wine Club memberships for you and a guest.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, how much is it without the golf?
That's what I would say.
Can I get a discount? Yeah, because I don't want the fucking golf.
Knock $10,000 off it.
That's not my fantasy vacation.
No, if we got mani-pedis together, that would be fun.
Can I get some spa treatments instead?
Right. Like, but I want to do it with Thomas Keller.
I want a massage with him.
Couples massage.
Couples massage. I'll pay $5,000 extra.
Okay. We're just going to read. Oh, this one sounds stupid.
I don't know what this next one is.
Okay.
Where is this?
Okay. In space? On another planet?
This is another thing. I'm like, I've never heard of this place. And you're acting like, don't you want to go?
Yeah.
I was like, no, I don't know where it is.
For $200,000, a Sweet Tooth Hotel custom mini golf course.
This is crazy.
Deranged. Delight your inner child and entertain your kids nonstop with the sweetest gift of all, a customized mini golf course by Sweet Tooth Hotel, the immersive and experimental art installation experts.
Ugh, I already hate them. Just the name. We're an art installation. We're called Sweet Tooth Hotel. It's like, what? No.
Created by husband and wife team.
Gross. I hate them.
Cole and Jency.
Look at them.
Cole, I hate them too.
Jency. You telling me? This couple. I hate them. Give them my money.
Cole and Jency Keaton. Sweet Tooth Hotel designs are like nothing you've ever seen. I've never heard of them before.
I'm so offended right now. I can't remember the last time I've been this mad.
Designs are like nothing you've ever seen with their remarkable art venue and flagship location. Where is it? Featuring the work of emerging artists and unexpected, imaginative, large-scale art exhibits. Sweet Tooth Hotel. I don't think this hotel actually exists. They're not telling me where it is.
I think that's the name of their art exhibition company. Like, it's not a real place. I think it's the name of their company. They just call it a hotel.
No, but where in the country is this?
Where's their company? Like, I have no fucking idea.
Like, where are you traveling to?
Or do they bring it to you?
That's bullshit. Sweet Tooth Hotel will bring the joy and wonder of outer space to your doorstep and so install. So they
put this in your fucking yard.
This is bullshit.
And oh, what yard is going to fit this?
Yeah. And install a space-themed 9-hole mini golf course on your property. Start your intergalactic journey with a sparkling shooting star at the first hole. The astronaut experience at holes 2 and 3. Then blast off with a 7-foot-tall rocket ship at hole 4.
There's a lot of holes.
Hole 4?
I'll pay, what does this cost? $200,000? I'll give them $200,000 if they get divorced. Oh my God. I want this company to be torn asunder, and I want to watch the documentary on the falling apart of it. That's what I want for $200,000.
What if they listen to the show?
Well, you can convince us otherwise. Send us an email. Gen C. This is not a real couple.
Holes 5 and 6 will have you navigating your way through an anti-gravity and mysterious black hole.
But...
black hole. As you reach the other side of the galaxy at the final 3 holes, a new planet awaits your discovery. This is like,
I like
really...
how this is like, you can't even believe this. It's like a galaxy. I was like, yeah, I've seen that before, quite honestly. Like,
this is honestly offensive that they're charging $200,000 for this.
Also, do you get to keep it or do they,
right, do
take
they pack
it, away?
It up? I bet they pack it up and take it away. Wait a minute. You'll receive 20 custom putters and 20 golf balls, then be able to share with friends that you know exactly where the center of the universe and the best mini golf course is.
Okay, this is why it's Neiman Marcus, because they're located in Dallas, Sweet Tooth Hotel.
Right.
So that's how they know them, probably. They probably do stuff with Neiman Marcus, because that's a Texas, like a Dallas store, right?
They're a Texas company, yeah.
I think they do exhibits, events like these. They're the type of people that you hire for, like, I want to do an Alice in Wonderland party for my 4-year-old and spend $300,000 on creating a Mad Tea Party setting or something like that. I think that's what they do.
I think so. Okay. We got 2 more. We might as well just finish these.
Okay.
For $65,000, a bargain, you can get a Scent and Paris trip with Maison Francis Coeur Dijon. Embark on an unforgettable journey through Paris with one of the world's most celebrated perfumers, Francis Coeur Dijon.
Never heard of him. I've heard of the mustard. Honestly, I'll pay to get a custom mustard. That would be cool to go to the mustard factory and invent your mustard. And then what if they sell it? Put your face on the label. I should write this fucking catalog. Can you imagine creating your own mustard?
With your fucking dumb face on the
label. A drawing.
Yeah. Hey.
With like a grandma bun.
Yeah.
Desi's spicy mustard. Desi's Dijon. The hint of honey.
Yeah, that's honestly way more creative than creating your own perfume.
Because it's like there's already enough scents. I don't need my own personal scent. What does that even mean?
Right. How different is it going to be?
Didn't we come up with them all yet?
Yeah, we've come up with all the combinations. I want my own mustard.
Yeah.
We haven't.
Mustard. How does that happen?
Okay. He created the eponymous fragrance house in 2009. That's so recent. With co-founder Mark Chaya, an internationally acclaimed brand that has become renowned for visionary fragrances that fuse superior quality and contemporary flair. Your once-in-a-lifetime trip begins with 3 nights for you and a guest at a luxurious hotel in the heart of Paris. See, this is really all about the trip, I bet.
It's the trip, and then they add this little experience, I think, to it.
Where, like, day 2, you're like, ugh, we got to go to the fucking...
Oh, Jacques is waiting.
Yeah, yeah, Jacques is waiting to pick us up.
To get up at 8 a.m.? Yeah. Fuck this shit.
I know, I bet you have to go hella early. From there, meet with Mr. Coeur Dijon. For
I just saw how the name. I just saw the name is spelled. I think it's Kirkjian.
No, it's not. It's French, Desi. Kirkjian.
D-G-D-J-I-A-N. Because Dijon, we already know how Dijon is spelled. And that's French.
Kirkjian.
Jian, yeah.
For a one-on-one consultation to discuss the personalized reinterpretation of a Maison Francis Kirk Dijon fragrance...
I just saw a picture of him. Sorry.
Created especially for you.
I want to see video recording of this conversation, or like, I want to see this conversation. The person who buys this creating their scent this guy.
What if they are like, have very vulgar taste?
Yeah. They're like, I want like a modern Jacquard noir.
Right. I want it to smell like briefcase. Briefcase and aftershave.
What is, it's like a weight bench that a hot girl sat on.
Yeah. Put base notes of panty in there. Gym panty. To ensure your experience of French dining is magnifique, you'll enjoy dinner with Kirk Dijon at a restaurant of his choosing.
What? I'm paying. No. I'll be researching that for months.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Continuing your bespoke escapade, you'll take a private tour of one of Paris's top museums.
Oh, who cares?
Is it
boring?
Followed by a behind-the-scenes visit of premium leather artisan, Atelier Renard. As you bid au revoir to the City of Light, you'll receive a Maison Francis Kirk Dijon custom-designed box with 6 bottles of your personalized scent, plus 2 Atelier Renard leather perfume bottle travel pouches.
No one needs those.
Why do you need a leather perfume travel?
I like to just picture them. It's like across their body, this little sack on the side, like it's a flask, but it's your perfume. That's my signature scent.
Like you just carry everywhere.
Do you want some? You want to try
this
my signature
absurd.
Scent?
Then 12 months later, you'll get to relive your Parisian jaunt with another shipment of 6 bottles.
One uses that much perfume per year.
That's like 6 bottles a year of perfume. That's going to go bad.
And who are you giving it to?
Yeah, this is
no one
ridiculous.
Wants your signature scent.
No one wants that.
This guy looks kind of sleazy.
Oh my god!
Don't you think a little bit? Maybe it's just because he's smelling something.
Yeah,
that's kind of pervy.
The picture.
It's kind of pervy.
It's the picture that makes him look perverted because he's sniffing.
Yeah, that's just
he's like. Okay, our final gift is legendary basketball matchup with the Pippins.
No.
So this is our one celebrity. This price is hilarious. $333,333. It's 333333.
Why? How'd they come up with that figure? Is that like, did he win 3 championships, maybe?
I have no idea.
It seems like purposeful,
it does
doesn't
seem
it?
Purposeful. Was he number 3?
I think...
Baby, what number was Scottie Pippen?
I think he was 33.
Brendan says he's 33.
Okay. I just...
Oh, look, it's on his
jersey. It's on his jersey. I was like, wait, Rachel, the picture's right here.
The ultimate sports experience. This is your exclusive opportunity to shoot hoops with the legendary Scottie Pippen and rising star Scottie Pippen Jr. In Los Angeles. Named one of the top players in history, Pippen's esteemed career spans 17 seasons, multiple championships, numerous titles, and gold medals. Following in his father's footsteps while paving his own way, professional basketball player Pippen Jr. is proving to be the next generation of excellence. Thanks to the Neiman Marcus Concrete Runway and Talent Resources Sports, now it's your and a friend's turn. We should get this, Desi, to embarrass ourselves.
Like, wait, no.
That we so we play basketball with them.
I think it would be fun. The thing I would want to do with Scottie Pippen is just to get him to whine about how unfair he was treated.
Jesus.
No, because he did that in the Michael Jordan documentary, The Last Dance.
Oh, he did?
Did you watch that?
I didn't
He's
watch
really
it.
Bitter. So I would like try to get some gossip.
Oh, you would get gossip from
That's
him?
That's what's worth $300. I don't want to play basketball.
That would be fun.
I would sit him down like, tell me everything. I'm on your side. Let's get Michael Jordan.
Let's take him down. Oh my God. I'll help you.
Thanks to the Neiman Marcus Concrete Runway and Talent Resources Sports, now it's your and a friend's turn to play with this dynamic father and son duo and learn a trick or two on the court. Following the shoot around, unwind and recap with a private dinner hosted by Pippen and Pippen Jr. That's where you get the gossip.
I like what's the recap? Remember when I tripped and sprained my ankle within 1 minute of playing?
Like, right.
What are you recapping? This is pathetic. Like, no one's going to be, this is for someone who actually thinks they should be a professional basketball player. And then they're going to absolutely humiliate themselves.
Yes. Yes. So 100%.
I would love to see all of the video of all the people who purchased this doing it.
As a final slam dunk to your day, sample Pippin's premier bourbon whiskey.
Digits.
Oh, it's called, I thought you get his digits. So it's like you get his phone
and
number.
You get his digits. So you can call him whenever you need tips on b-ball.
Digits. And then take home an autographed copy of his best-selling book, Unguarded. With the purchase of the legendary basketball matchup with the Pippen, Scottie Pippen will donate $278,000 of his proceeds to the Chai Prep Academy, a not-for-profit program that promotes high standards through academics, entrepreneurship, and athletics.
So this is a charity thing, basically.
Well, they're definitely doing this for charity. So you're donating this. You're getting this money. You're donating this money.
And then the $33,000, whatever, $50,000 is for the experience. And that's for Neiman Marcus.
Yeah, that's to pay Neiman Marcus.
Or maybe he gets some fees for his
time. They probably get some fees. Or maybe, wait, what do you get? The book. No, the book costs $30,000. Yeah. The autograph book.
The book and the digits.
And his phone number costs that.
I mean, I could see someone liking that. I like that it has a charity aspect to it, at least.
Yeah.
If you like the school. I don't really know about the school, but yeah. Interesting. I need to know who's buying these things or if they're purchased.
It also depends on like if you're a Scottie Pippen stan or like a basketball fan in general. Like this would be like this would be something you might want to spend a ton of money on. For me, if this was like spend the day with Jeffrey and Ina Garten.
Yes.
I would spend that.
No, I mean,
I'm just not a big basketball fan.
No.
So I would spray my ankle 2 seconds on that court.
I don't have any desire. Like cooking, I would have fun doing.
Yeah.
Like that is something I would want to pay for
pay that money to embarrass myself. I would just embarrass myself.
No. And you want to have some kind of like knowledge, even if you're not an expert, like cooking, I could
that's
not
why
embarrass
the,
myself.
That's why the golf thing is so infuriating on that cooking one. Because it's like, I love to cook, but I don't give two shits about golf.
I think a lot of people in that world like golf, and we're just
rich
not in
people.
That world. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think they like that experience. Like to them, it's like Napa, French Laundry is there. Thomas Keller probably golfs because he's in that world.
Right.
I just feel like it doesn't make sense to us because we would never want it. I just want to hang out with him and cook.
So for me, ranking the best ones, despite having the golf element to it, the Thomas Keller one is the best one in my opinion because it includes all that other shit like the spa
and the pots. I don't want to meet the CEO. That's the best experience.
That's the best experience.
Although
one.
I do like the Christmas one.
Oh yeah, the Christmas one
is very funny to
That's
me.
Funny. That's the funniest one. The worst one is the mini golf though.
By far.
That's the worst one on the list.
It's ridiculous. I don't want it.
If you or someone you know has ever bought a Neiman Marcus fantasy gift, please write into the show.
You have
I'm
to.
I'm dying to know. Like,
yeah,
I'm
need to know.
Dying to know who buys these. Okay, we're going to take a break.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm a huge fan of Rocket Money. Not only did they help me find and cancel some of my unwanted subscriptions, in general, they've given me a great picture of my financial status and helped me save money. I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love the dashboard that shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. That's rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. I'm a huge fan of cashmere, and that can be a very expensive habit. That's why I was so excited to find Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I am absolutely living in my black cashmere mini dress, and to be honest, I want to buy like 3 more because I can't imagine my life without them. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Hollywood for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Hollywood to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Hollywood.
Desi, what are you watching?
Oh my God. I'm just like, I'm watching a lot of stuff that we have to watch, I think. For Patreon, I'm not really watching anything. What am I falling asleep to? I think I just fell asleep last night.
Yeah, me too.
I'm really feel busy.
We're both very busy.
We have so much stuff this week that we're squeezing in before we go away.
Yeah.
Including all the work for the shows for next week. So it just doubles your, you know, the lack of free time. Double.
No, all I did yesterday was wake up, sit down at my little laptop, work for 6 hours straight. You came over and then I fell asleep after we finished recording. Like that's all I did yesterday. So we do have some exciting stuff to watch. This is a plug for our new podcast. It's relatively new. It's like a month and a half, two months old.
It's new, Rachel. God.
It's called Bitch Slap. And if you're not subscribed or listening, you should subscribe and listen to that. We recap trashy nighttime soaps, which Desi and I famously love. And currently we're recapping one of the greatest television shows of all time, Melrose Place.
And some people said they don't even watch the show and they still enjoy it.
Yeah.
So maybe you would.
That's like a really big compliment. Somebody said that today and it made me feel like, I was like, oh.
Yes.
They just like hearing us talk about it.
So I can't think of anything exciting I'm watching, to be honest.
The other plug I want to give is for our Patreon because once a month at the $10 level, Desi and I recap like thriller movies. right. like kind of trashier ones. But this month we have like a wild card choice that was, I don't know
how. I said that, right?
You're the one who came up
I've never even seen that movie. Of course it won.
It won. So this month for Patreon at the $10 tier, Desi and I are going to be recapping The Hand That Rocks the Cradle and Under the Tuscan Sun, which I've never seen Under the Tuscan Sun, but I'm very excited to watch it.
I have no idea what to expect, but I do remember a very brief period, maybe I guess the early 2000s,
yeah.
where it was a lot of women, movies about women in their 40s going to Europe.
Yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
And having some sort of reawakening.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I'm all for it. I think every woman in their 40s should have a reawakening.
And let's start with the catalyst to that whole cinematic movement, how Stella got her groove back.
Oh, totally. I was thinking about
Stella
that.
Stella inspired
like, absolutely
a generation of women to get their grooves back.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You love to see it.
You love to see it.
Burning her ex's car. Right?
Yeah. So yeah, we're going to be recapping those two movies. And now I want to watch how Stella got her groove back.
But that's not a good one to recap.
No, that's because that's just a good movie. Okay, so, but yeah, we don't know what to expect with Under the Tuscan Sun. We're both excited to find out. Tune in this week.
And here's another shocking revelation. Because I did start watching Hand That Rocks the Cradle today. I had never seen that movie.
I think I've seen it, but I don't remember it.
No, for like the first 10 minutes, I was like, is this the right movie? And I was like, but there's not another Hand That Rocks the Cradle movie.
No.
Like I actually thought I had the wrong movie
yeah.
for like five to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Cause it's just completely wild. And then when we find out, like we start finding out like what the sort of premise is, I was like, I do not know any of this.
Wow.
Like it's not even what I thought this movie was 100% about. Like yeah. it's slightly different.
Right.
The sort of premise of it. So I was like, I have never seen this.
Oh, exciting.
It's crazy.
Exciting.
So yeah, it's very of its era.
Yeah. So we're both, needless to say, we're both watching a lot of stuff that is for this show and Bitch
Other
Slap.
Stuff, yeah.
yeah, Bitch Slap, which is fine because like it's content we love.
It's content I love. It's just I haven't had time to watch things that are not that.
Yeah. The only thing I'm watching that's not that right now is we're still doing Friday Night Lights. It's great. It's great end of the night TV watching. It's like relatively mellow.
Yes.
It's like, it's good.
I want a show to watch again. I just haven't figured it out. But I haven't watched White Lotus yet. I don't know why. I just don't want to.
I haven't watched the second season yet either.
I don't have any pull to watch it.
I don't either, which is weird. I, you know what's weird, though? I didn't have that much pull to watch the first season until I saw people talking about it. And then I checked it out and like I liked it a lot. But I just haven't, I don't know. It could just have to do with the fact that, like we said, we're both very busy right now. And
I also don't think people are talking about it as much, though.
They're not talking about
it
as much.
And I feel like maybe some people are disappointed. Like, that's the vibe I'm getting.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Right.
But it's just, it doesn't feel like it was last time.
I haven't seen the talking or, like, the memes.
I've seen a little bit, not much.
Yeah.
I know there was a dick.
We know there was a dick. We talked about that when it happened.
Yeah.
And we
that's
said,
like about it. That's the only thing I've seen.
Yeah.
I know Michael Imperioli is in it though.
That's a draw.
So that does draw me in
yeah.
a little bit.
Right.
Because I need to support my boy.
Right. We love him.
I love him so much.
Yeah.
I love him so much I almost took his meditation class.
And but that's like a bold move for
I
you.
Actually signed up for it, but I didn't. I slept in.
Wait.
Because it's at 8 a.m.
Is it for everyone?
I think anyone can take it. It's just online.
Ooh.
We should it's do really it. Early. So that's
it
why.
Is it New York time?
I think he lives in Santa Barbara.
Mm.
It was like at 8 a.m. So I was just like, I'm not getting up for this bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm not, I probably
Michael
do. I do
Imperioli's
need to,
meditation.
I do. And then I got an email, but it's not from him. But in my mind, I was like, oh shit, he emailed me. You know, he knows I didn't show up. Like,
oh,
as if he's paying attention.
Desi Jedekin flaked out of my meditation.
Hey, where are you signed up for my meditation class. We're waiting for you.
Is that what the email said?
No.
Oh.
It was like a form email kind of thing.
He's so hot.
But I did get scared. I was like, because, you know, I don't want to disappoint Daddy.
No. what'd you eat this week?
I had a lot of In-N-Out burgers, to be honest. Because I've been here a few late nights.
Yeah, I noticed that cup you brought yesterday.
I need like a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
It will wake me up.
Yeah.
And then I just got like, it's like open late. And if I haven't eaten, I'm starving when I leave here.
Right.
So it's open late. I got a protein style, so that's good. You get some credit.
Yeah.
But they haven't, you know, I've had the same person night after night.
Oh, no. Did he recognize
you?
No. He didn't say anything? It's me again. It's
double-double protein style, animal style.
I'm getting animal style, but it's low carb.
It's low carb. No tomato, please. I don't want that gross, yucky tomato on it. And then, you know, they ask you if you want to eat in the car. That's always a low moment.
Right, because you always do.
And the other day they actually put it in the bag. And I was like, no, I want the box. I'm eating in the car.
Right. Do you get the fries?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
They do ask, but I don't want them.
No,
thank you.
So bad. I was just talking about In-N-Out with my hair stylist today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were talking about like LA burgers.
Here's the thing. The cheese at In-N-Out Burger is very good. Mm. It's like American, but it's actually a little mushier in a way. I can't describe it. It's like a really good texture for a burger. It's like perfect.
Yeah.
So yeah, I haven't had that. I'm really saving up for Thanksgiving. So I have organized all my recipes. I wrote my grocery list. I've like spaced out the time when I can do things because I can do some things in advance. So I'm like organizing that like a little dork.
That's what I did last
year.
That's
my like, that's where I get nerdy when I'm organizing my cooking. Mm.
I do the same thing.
Yeah. I like to be calm about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can make that the day before.
Right.
That way it's always stressful at the end, but it won't be too bad because I'll have everything.
Yeah.
So.
No, you got to plan out the cooking times for Thanksgiving. That's like a crucial part of the
job. Especially
because
you need to know what's in the oven too.
Right.
And which pies can maybe go in after the turkey comes out.
Right.
But it can't be one that needs to cool for 8 hours. Like that kind of stuff.
Right.
No surprises on Thanksgiving.
No surprises.
People go in a fucking panic. We didn't put the turkey in time.
Who forgets to put the turkey?
Well, like in time.
Oh, it's in
like,
time.
You know, the people who are like, well, we've talked about like, do people have to eat at like 2 p.m. or whatever?
Not my family.
No.
Not my family.
I'm like in the family where it's like, whatever, we'll eat at 8:30.
That's my
happens.
Family.
That's what happens.
That's my family.
Because you got some food sitting out, like a cheese board, whatever. Like, you'll be fine.
My family has never eaten a Thanksgiving meal before 8 p.m. It's just never happened.
No. So the stress of the turkey is not as big a deal for sure.
Yeah, but we've talked about this before that like the 2 p.m., 1 p.m. Thanksgiving families, which is like surprisingly, like it's very common.
Yeah.
It's very
common.
People
had good reasons for it.
Yeah. People send in their reasons for why they eat and like, and then it's like part of the ritual. It's like, then you sprawl out on the couch and watch the game and it's like, whatever.
Right.
Just not in my family tradition.
I don't do football. That's like, I'm not like a, ooh, football. We're going to watch games all day.
Yeah.
I just don't do
I'm
it.
Just,
although some men I
it's,
know.
It sucks that I don't like football because it would be nice to like sprawl out and watch a game on Thanksgiving.
If I love like, to sprawl.
I love to sprawl and I love an event. I love event TV.
I can get into a football game. But I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
So I'm always kind of like, why did that happen? And I'll be mad about rules that have been in place for 30 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, that shouldn't be that way. I hate to burst your bubble here, guys.
There have been times in my life where I have gotten into football where I like knew what was going on. And the only times in my life that that has occurred is when the 49ers are doing really well.
I can get into it when there's a narrative I like,
yeah,
like a team narrative.
Right.
I'll always root for like the underdog team. And sometimes there's a very hot quarterback or player.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, I'm rooting for like 49ers have a very hot quarterback.
Yeah.
Incredible. He's one of the hottest in the league.
Yeah.
Because I have football people
in your
my family. Right. So it comes through me by osmosis.
Yeah.
And then I will pay attention. Like last year it was the Rams. So everyone was rooting for the Rams.
But I was
rooting against the Rams because I liked that quarterback from Cleveland. Because I was like, oh, Cleveland needs to win. They're like an underdog team. I like them. And this guy, he's like real cool guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked him.
You know I like when Cleveland wins.
You love Cleveland.
I love Cleveland.
My dream now, you know it's evil, is to go to Cleveland with you and it's a total bust. You have to be like, I thought it was cool.
I've been several times. I think they have a great restaurant scene
there. I'm sure Cleveland's great.
It's such an underrated American city. And I think one of the reasons I like it too is because Cleveland is such a butt of a joke, or it had been for so long. Like just people, oh, you're from Cleveland. Like, I don't even have family in Cleveland. I've just been there.
I've never been to Ohio.
That's the only place in Ohio I've ever been.
I actually have a friend who moved there, but I think she's in Cincinnati. Mm. And I think they're not that close.
I don't
close.
Like their chili.
I think I told you about her.
Or she made you the
chili.
She
made that chili. And she's a really good cook. And she made that. And I was like, I don't even care if fucking Ina Garten made it. I'm not eating that chili. Like, I'm not eating that chili. It repulses me. We know. I did a chili contest, and I gave that a very low rating. Even though the whole contest was just for fun, I took it very seriously and gave it a negative rating. Don't invite me to do your judging unless you want real critiques. Everyone else was like, everything's a 5.
Right.
Me, no, I gave it a 0.
You gave it a 0?
Yeah, and I put why, that I said no to the spaghetti. No.
Oh, yeah, you put a frowny face.
I put no.
You put a frowny face. Spaghetti, frowny.
I would love to interact with that person.
Oh, that poor person.
I would defend myself.
That poor person.
They got to know.
They got to know what they
Look,
did.
Look, they had the wrong judge. They could have had my friend, and she would have been like, oh, reminds me of home. 10 stars.
Yeah, I've only seen pictures of Skyline Chili, and it concerns me.
I don't doubt that it tastes good. Conceptually, seeing it makes me physically ill.
It's the fact that it's on top of spaghetti.
It's also the fact that I've thrown up spaghetti, and it's too close to that. I'm so sorry. You know, I don't want to see spaghetti recycled that way. This would be I would love to be in a huge feud with someone from Cincinnati.
We probably have lots of listeners in Cincinnati, and they're fuming.
I don't know that they would all be feuding with us. What if that was my enemy? We had a beef about that chili.
Here's what
I think it's fine for you to like it. I just don't. I don't know why. I can't get my head around it.
I'm trying to think of gross regional San Francisco foods. That people are polarizing foods that are polarizing because we've talked about how much we love regional cuisine and how we're so interested in it. And there's a lot of regional cuisine across this country, the United States of America, that can appear very off-putting to people who aren't from that region.
Well,
they're not used to it.
We've mentioned this before. When you don't grow up eating something, you cannot like it as an adult based purely on the fact that you didn't eat it. Like I have that with eggs, which is a very common ingredient. My mom never made eggs.
Right.
So I do eat eggs, but I tend to not love eggs like a lot of people do.
Right.
So I just think it's like a thing you don't grow up eating. And I probably like disgusting things that other people are repulsed by just because I had them growing up.
Right.
But yeah. I don't know what it is because technically I like everything in that dish.
I like the chili. I like chili and I like spaghetti.
Yeah.
But together, the combo, it's so...
To the eye, it is visually unappealing
to me. It's visually unappealing.
And I don't know why because I'll eat spaghetti with meat sauce. I can't. It's funny for sure.
It's like Scrapple. Like people love Scrapple, but every time I've seen a picture of it, I'm like, no, thank you.
Some things just don't look appealing, and it's really hard to get people on board.
I think there's a lot of regional foods that don't look appealing.
And then there's some that look really appealing. Like that one where it's like the pork cutlet that's really big.
Oh, Indiana. Is that Indiana?
Yeah. Pork cutlet that's like literally a foot and it's on a small bun.
Yeah. What is that?
That's very appealing.
Right.
I want that.
That
bad.
Indiana pork sandwich, right? That's where it's from?
I believe it's one of those states, like Midwestern. Smaller state.
Yeah, it's the pork cutlet sandwich.
That looks so good.
I
want to
try that for sure.
Love it. But yeah, so I don't know how we got on this topic.
We were talking about Skyline Chili and Cleveland. We're going to go to Cleveland. And I've had some great meals in Cleveland. Bone Thugs and Harmony, they're from Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
So look, there's a lot of great things that have come out of that city.
Absolutely. So I guess that's it, right? Do we have anything else?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.